Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin on Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Our Mishnah continues the discussion we have had throughout this perek as to when two adjacent chatzeros may or may not join together in a common Erev, permitting carrying from one chatzer to another, and when the two adjacent chatzeros may or may not make their own individual Eruv chatzeros, and only be allowed to carry in each individual chatzer and not from one to another. Says the Mishnah, Chrit Shebein Beis Chatzeres, if you have a ditch which is between 2 yards, Amuk Yud, and it's deep 10 tvachim, V'reichev Dalid, and it's wide 4 tvachim, so the halacha is Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad, that each individual chatzer has to make its own Erev, because the chritz serves as a division between the two chatzeres, and therefore they're not allowed to make one common Erev between them. And then the Mishnah continues, Afila mile kash oy tevin, even, Rashi has the girsa mile tevin v'kash, but it's the same thing, even if this chritz was filled up with kash, stubble, oy tevin, or straw, the halacha still is that, as Rashi explains, this would not be considered lav stimahi. Now, perhaps we should be able to consider the straw, the stubble, as a stima, that it's closing up this chritz, this hole in the ground. So we say no. And Rashi explains, the soifoi little, because normally the tevin or the kash, as Tosfos explains in Divrei Maskal Afilu, we're speaking about tevin or kash that was not put aside for building purposes, but rather it was used for food for animals. So normally this is going to be used on Shabbos. So therefore, since it's only temporarily there, it's not even there for the duration of one of this Shabbos itself, so therefore it is not considered a stima. If it's not considered a stima, it is a bona fide chritz, which separates the two chatzeres one from another, and therefore the halacha will still remain that ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. However, continues the Mishnah, if milei afor oitruis, if it was full with earth or with pebbles, then that constitutes a bona fide stima. And the Mishnah Berura tells us that's lav dafka mile. It doesn't have to be full all the way to the top, as long as what was in the chritz, when it was now filled with offer or truas, it made it less than yud, because as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, it's only a separation between the two chatzeres if it's amok yud. So if I partially filled up the chritz, and now it is no longer amok yud, memela, it is no longer a separation. And also, the Mishnah Berura says that this halacha is only if you were memala the whole chritz, or at least more than 10 amos. But if it was milei ofer or itzruis less than 10 amos, then it would serve as a pesach. And by a pesach, the halacha we've had throughout this parak is that a pesach is a partial union between the two chatzeres, and then they actually have a choice. Either they can make one erev together, because there's a door between the two chatzeres, or they can have separate ma'arv shnayim, they can have separate ones. So when we're learning now, says the Mishnah Berura, that mole offer a truus, if he filled it with earth or pebbles, the halacha is ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim, that halacha is when either the whole area between the two chatzeres from one end to the other is full, or at least more than 10 amois. Then it's considered a pirtza between the two chatzeres, and then the halach is ma'arvin echad. If it's less than 10 amois, that's a pesach, and then in fact the halacha changes and it becomes a choice. They can either do echad or shnayim. Continues the Mishnah, Nosna lov neser, Sherachav arbotachim, if you placed, as the Gemara explains, you took the length of a board and you placed it over the width of this charetz, and the width of the board itself is arbor tvachim, which is an area where a person wouldn't feel nervous about falling off. It's wide enough for the person to walk over the charetz. So then, in fact, you are creating a pesach. This is the rule which we'll have in the Gemara. If a person is comfortable with walking over this board, so then it serves as a pesach. And as we said, the rule before, whenever it serves as a pesach, you have a choice. Either you can be ma'arav echad oy shnayim. V'chein beis gizustroys zu keneged zu. If you have two balconies which are identically one next to the other, they're not higher or lower, they're not, one is a little to the right, one is to the left, no, they're mechuvin one next to the other. And as Rashi explains, there's a machloikis here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains that these two gezustroys are next to each other. They are overlooking a Rishus HaRabim, but they are not on the opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim. There are many Rishonim that learn that they are on the opposite side of the Rishus HaRabim. Rashi learns they're right next to each other. So the Rishash jumps on Rashi right away and says, well, if they're right next to each other, what are we discussing here? Whether you can carry from one to the other and you can make an error from one to the other? It is usher. This is the classic case of Moishit, where you are handing things from one Gezustra to the other, and that would be usher on Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim gives a teretz that since, according to Rashi, which Tosfos in fact will disagree with, as we'll see in a moment, since according to Rashi, not only is the case speaking about they're next to each other, but there is in fact a board which serves as a bridge from one to the other. That's how Rashi learns the case. In other words, Rashi learns Nasna lov neser shirachav arba tvachim. V'chein beis gezustroys, that this neser is not only in the first case by chritz joining one side of the chritz to the other, but so too in the case of shtei gezustroys, there is also a neser serving as a bridge from one gezustroy to the other. So says the Prima Gadim that perhaps in the defense of Rashi we could say that there's only an iser maishit when there is no bridge. But however, if you're walking on top of a bridge from one to the other, there the halach of maishit would not apply. This is how the Prima Gadim wants to defend Rashi. Tosfos, on the other hand, has problems with Rashi, because let's conclude the Mishnah. What is the din? V'chein gezusroi zu keneged zu ma'arvin shnayim v'imratzu ma'arvin echad. Because since this is a bona fide bridge, it serves as a pesach. It's a doorway between one gezusroi and the other, or the other case, between one side of the chritz and the other side of the chritz. Then the halach is you have a choice. You can either go to two eruvin, or if you want, you can have this bridge, this door, and you can be ma'arv altogether. So the Gemara, which we're soon going to learn on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says they're medayik from the words beis gezustroys zu keneged zu. It can't be higher or lower. It can't be one more to the right, one more to the left. It has to be exactly sticking out in the Rishus HaRabim, equidistant, exactly on the same level, and not in any diagonal one from the other. And the Gemara says that the Gemara, we're going to learn that if it's less than three, you have lovud, that's not a problem. Then, of course, you could carry, it's a very good bridge from one to the other. And you can make an eruv together. But if it is between, it's bigger than three, and it's up to four, if there's a space of four, then the way Tosfos learns, that would be considered like a chritz. That would be a separation. But between three and four, the Gemara comes out that between three and four, it would be problematic if it's not mechuvin zu keneged zu. And Tosfos asks, he brings a rayas, that it should be good, even if it's not exactly the same. One's a little higher, one's a little lower, one's a little, it's on a diagonal, it should be the same. Therefore, Tosfos is not like Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos says that it's not speaking about a board. When the Mishnah says, Lachain Bezu Sroy Zukinegadzu is not speaking about there's a Neser, there's a plank which is four Tvachim wide, as the first case by Chritz. Rather, there's a space here. And on the space, now, Tosfos says, and now I understand the whole Gemara beautifully. If it's less than three Tvachim, as the Gemara is going to say, then it's considered a Gezustra Akuma. It's just like a little slanted. That's no problem. And certainly, if it's less than three, it's Lovud, and people are not going to be afraid to walk from one to the other. There's a bridge here, and therefore you can either do two or one. If it's between three and four, so then Tosfos says, now they'll make a difference whether it's mechuvin, opposite each other exactly, or it's a little on the slant. If it's exactly opposite one another, so then the person is similarly not afraid to cross over that space, and he'll go for it. However, and therefore they can make a eruv between each other. However, if it is on a diagonal, then the person gets a little nervous, even though it's only three tvachim, and therefore, the Gemara says, they would not be allowed to make an Erev between the two gezustroys, one to another. So according to Rashi, there's a plank in this case. According to Tosfos, there's a space, and that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara, let's conclude the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, Pachas Mikan, which Tosfos says, even according to his Pshat, means that if you have less than four Tvachim in the width of the plank, now people already start getting jittery, they're nervous about falling down, Ma'arvin Shnayim Vein Ma'arvin Echad, so that is not considered a bona fide bridge, it's not a Pesach, and whenever it's not a Pesach, so the halach is, it's considered a separation, and therefore each chotzer has to make, or each gezustro would have to make their own independent eruv, because you don't have a bridge from one to the other, because people are afraid to walk on this plank, which is less than four tvachim. Starts the Gemara. V'tevin lochayitz, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that even if in the Chritz you have tevin, but tevin is not considered a stima, a good filling, and therefore the charitz remains a charitz, and each chotzer has to make its own eriv. V'atanan, we learned in the very next Mishnah on Dafayin Tesamet Aleph, matbein shebein shtei chatzeres, if you have a haystack that is between two chatzeres, gevoy asor tvachim, it's high ten tvachim, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ei ma'arvin echad, it constitutes a bona fide mechitza between the two chatzeres, and they cannot make an eriv together, they have to make a separate eriv. So what do we see? That even tevin, even straw, is a bona fide material, as the Meiri speaks out, kol dovra royalis kayim, oisen boy mechitza, anything that has some permanence, you make a mechitza. So tevin is good enough to make a mechitza. So the Gemara is asking, why isn't tevin good enough to make a stima? If it's a substance of value that can separate two rishuyos, so here where I use that substance to fill in the gap, why can't it unite the two chatzeres together? It says in the Mishnah, mat pein shebein shtei chatzeres, gvoi asur atvachem, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin echad. It's a bona fide mechitza, and you can't make an eruv together. So here where it serves to unite the two chatzeres, because you're filling up the gap with it, why doesn't it fill it up? Amar Abaye, Abaye says a big difference. There's a difference between a mechitza and this din of stima. Le'inyin mechitza kol yom lo pligi davi mechitza. In the next daf in that Mishnah, everybody agrees that a straw, a haystack, is a bona fide mechitza. Whatever you have there, as Rashi points out, we learned earlier in the Masechta that even if you have movable items, such as the kalim of animals, will suffice as a good mechitza. So this straw, this haystack, fine, it's a very good mechitza. That's the gabi mechitza. To separate them, ava le'inyin chatzitza, but if you want to use it as a filler, then there's a different halacha. Ibat lechayitz. If the person speaks out, I'm going to leave this a whole Shabbos here, I'm not going to touch it, then ein chanami. It would serve as a filler. And then it would be one, and they would make one erif, the two chatzers together. But the iloi batli, if it's stum sitting there, and we said normally he's going to use it for Shabbos for the animals, loy chayitz, if he didn't speak it out, minastam, we say that it is not a filler, and it doesn't become bottle. Here it has to become bottle to the ground. If he didn't speak it out, mistame, he's going to use it on Shabbos, and it's not a tzitza. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, brings down a machlokes. How long does the bittul have to be for? Many Rishonim say that it has to be just for this Shabbos, and other Rishonim say, no, bittul here means it has to be la'olam. He has to say, I'm leaving this straw in this chutz forever. That's the only time that it would be considered a union between the two chatzeris with the filler of the straw. Continues the Gemara, Molei Ofer, if he filled it up with earth, and as we learned from the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't mean actually filling it all the way, even if he just made it less than 10 tefachim, over the span of an area of at least 10 amois, because if it's less than 10 amois, it remains a Pesach. So if he did that, the halacha is that it is considered a union, and then Ma'arvin Echad. Then the halach is that it's one group together, united, and they have to make one erev together. So it seems from the Mishnah, v'afilu b'stama. In other words, we're learning this whole thing that he didn't say anything. It's just stam. So by tevin, we said stam is temporary. He's going to use it. It's not a filler. And by offer and tzruroitz, we said stama, it is a filler. He's going to leave it over there. Ivatnan, we learned that even by offer and tzruroitz, stam is not a filler. He has to speak it out. I am being mevatlet. We learned in a mission, this is a halacha legabe tuma, in all ois we learned. The case is speaking about someone is on a roof. There's a mace inside a house. So normally the tum of the mace would not go here up Lurakia. Why? Because you have a space of at least a tefach between the mace and the top of the roof. So memela, the person who's above the mace on the roof is protected. But what happens by a shimilu tevenoit shroiroiz, a house that you filled up with straw or with pebbles, ubit loy, and he befavors said, I'm being mevatl, I'm making this like to be part of the house. So then the halacha is that it is batal to the house. And if it's batal to the house, then there's no tefach separating the person on top of the roof, and then he would become tumi because the tum is oila ad l'rakia. So it would affect the person on the roof. So what are we medayik from this mission in all this? Bit loy in. It's only good if he befeirish was mevatlet. And now we turn to daf ayin tes amud aleph. Loy bit loy loy. However, if he didn't befeirish, just mestama, we say that the offer, the tzruros, and is considered the tzruos, and who adin will equate offer to tzruos. If he wasn't befeirish mevatlet, loy bit loy. It doesn't become bottle. And then there is a chatzitz of a tefach, and the person on top of the roof would not become bottle. Loy bit loy loy. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Stam, if he wasn't Mevatlet, it is considered a Bittul. And there is no more separation between the two Chatzeres. And from the Mishnah in Olis, it seems the opposite. He has to be Feirish, be Mevatlet. Am Rav Huna, Mantana Olis, Rabbi Yosi. Who is the Tan of Olis? Rabbi Yosi. And we're arguing on Rabbi Yosi. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Rashi points out, the Gemara is soon going to tell us that just the opposite. Who's the Tana of Erevin? It's Rabbi Yosi. How did Rav Huna get mixed up? So Rashi explains that Rav Huna heard that Rabbi Yosi had something to say on this matter. So Rav Huna thought that Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds you have to be Mevatlet. As we're soon going to see in a few lines, the Gemara says just the opposite. Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds you don't have to Mevatlet. Stam it's bottle, which is our Mishnah in Erevin. But that's how Rav Huna made the mistake. As the Gemara is going to right away ask, E Rabbi Yosi, if Chashaminulei, you're telling me that the Mishnah in Olis, where you have to be mevatel befeirish, you have to speak out, I'm making these pebbles bottle, that's the only way it becomes bottle, that's going according to Rabbi Yosi, for carrot. We saw in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi Omar, Tevin, ve'ein osel lefnoisai, if you have Tevin, which the person didn't speak out that I don't want to move this tevin from here. But we know that he doesn't want to move it. Somehow or other, we know that, even though he didn't speak it out. The halacha is, by tevin, where we know it, harei hu, kistam offer. That's like offer where we don't know it. What's the halacha by offer? Is it bottle or is it not? Stam offer is bottle. And tevin, which we know, even though he didn't speak it out, has halacha like stam offer, that it's bottle. Ubatul, offer vasad lifnai say. What about earth where I know that the person plans to, I know he has a construction job someplace and he's planning to move it, he doesn't want it to remain here. Hareyu kestam tevin v'loy batal. Then it has the halacha of stam tevin, and stam tevin is not batal. So what do we see beferish? That Rabbi Yossi holds stam offer, you don't have to speak it out that it's batal. Stam offer by its mere presence is batal to where it's lying. So memela elam ravasi. You can't say that Rabbi Yossi is the author of the Mishnah in all lois, which says you have to be mevatlet. Where Rabbi Yossi Beferi says you don't have to be mevatlet. Stam it's batal. Elam Ravasi Mantana Erevin. Rabbi Yossi, you're right, Rav Huna. You heard that Rabbi Yossi said something about this din. You mixed it up. You thought he said he has to be mevatlet. We just proved that Rabbi Yossi does not have to be mevatlet. So who's the author of our Mishnah in Erevin? That is Rabbi Yossi, who holds you don't have to be mevatlet. Stam it's bottle. The Mishnah in all ways is Ein Chanami arguing on Rabbi Yossi. Elam Rav Asi, Mantana Erevin Rabbi Yossi. This is the first teretz to this stira between Masechta Erevin and the Mishnah in Masechta Olos. And we're going to have two more terutzim. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishu Amar, Tumah Shabbos Karamis. You're asking me a question from Tumah on Shabbos. Hanach Yisuri Shabbos. Dafila Arnaki Nami Mevatel Inish. You can't ask a question from Tumah. By Tumah Ein Chanami, you have to be mevatel. You have to speak it out. However, even the Man D'Yomer who says you have to speak it out by Tumah will agree that by Shabbos, since there's an inyan of muktzah, so muktzah, even a bag full of money, a person will be mevatel on Shabbos mistama because it's muktzah. So these stones are muktzah, and since they're muktzah, they're mistama, they're mevatel. The tevin is used for animal feed. It's not muktzah. Then it's stama, not bottle. But the stones on Shabbos, as opposed to Tumah, are mistama bottle. Rav Ashi gives a third teretz. Ba'ayis achritz karamis. You're asking a kasha from the Mishnah in Olos, which speaks about a house. You're asking to our Mishnah in Erevin, which speaks about a hole in the ground, a chritz. There's no comparison. Bishlam a chritz le mitam yekoi. What's the purpose of a chritz? What do you want to do with the chritz? You want to fill it up. You don't want it to remain a chritz. People can fall there. So you want to fill it up. So there, if you put earth or pebbles there, we say mistama, you want to leave it there. However, elabayas, by the case of the mace in the house, limitmiya koi, istama house, the people want to fill it up with pebbles and earth and straw up to the top, they don't want. So if you see it's stama, you figure he's just leaving it there for a few minutes. He's not going to mevatel. If he wants mevatel, then he has to speak it out, beferish. So we have three terutzim to this theory between Olus and Erev. Continues the Gemara. Nasnal of Nasser Sharai Chadal. We learned in the Mishnah, if you put a plank over the chritz that was wide for, Amar Rav, Rav said, Loishan, when do we say it in the Mishnah, that constitutes a Pesach, and then you can either make an Erev of both together or each one separately. That's only Elishan Nasan L'Rochvay, where he put the length of the plank to cross the width of the chritz. Avol le'orchai, but if he put the length of the plank to the length of the chritz, it's running alongside the chritz's length. Afilu kol shehu nami. Even if it's a kol shehu, then you no longer have a chritz here. Why? Sharei miyatoi midalit. Because the only time a chritz serves to separate the two chatzeres one from another, if it's amuk yod and rach of dalit. Once you put to the length of the chritz, you put it, even if it's a mashu, it takes away from the dalit. If it takes away from the dalit, it's no longer a separation, and then the two chatzeres could make an erev together. The Mishnah said the final case, the case which we had a lot of machloikis in, Rashi Tosfos, as we spoke about before, and here's the Gemara that Tosfos mentioned before. Amar Rava, Hada Amra, that which you said in the Mishnah. Zu Keneged Zu, you were very careful to say that the case is speaking about where one Gezustra is mamish exactly opposite the other one. Aimed in. Zu Keneged Zu in. And then I'm a daig Zu Shalai Keneged Zu Loi. But if it's not exactly opposite the other, one is a little sticking out more, one is to the right, one is to the left, they're not lined up equally, then this halacha would not apply. And also, v'zu l'mayla m'zu nami. It has to be on the same plane. It can't be one higher, one lower. And then you're telling me that the halacha, the din in the Mishnah, that you have a Pesach from one zusta to the other, and they can make one erev together, would not apply. When do I say that there's no union between the two if the gezustros are not lined up exactly? That's if the space between them is three tvachim. But if you don't have three tvachim between them, according to Rashi, it's speaking about with a plank, and according to Tosfos, it's air space. Would I give it the din of chritz by the shteg zustros or not? Then I say no, because it's lovud, and I just say zustra kumahi. It's like one big zustra, and it just went to the side. After the space of the less than three tvachim, it moved a little to the side. People are not going to be afraid to walk from one place to the other, and therefore it would be considered one union. So the chilek of the Mishnah of zu keneged zu, or not zu keneged zu, is only when it's at least three tvachim wide between the gezus strois. And we mentioned before that Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat, because Tosfos says if you're speaking about a neser of arba, then it should work even if it's not exactly equidistant one to the other perfectly, because you're walking over this board of arba. If you look in Rashi or of zush like negazu, Rashi at the end says loy sagilu b'neser arba. It's not enough. The Rabbeinu Yoinasan answers Tosfos' kasha by saying that you can have a board four wide, which normally people are not afraid to walk on. But if it's a little to the side, people get jittery. If it's straight across, that's Rashi Shita. If it's exactly mechuvin, one opposite the other, not higher, not lower, not diagonal, then if it's four wide, people will have the courage to walk from one to the other and not be afraid they'll fall down into the Rosh Hashanah. Then it's a union between the two destroys. But if it's a little to the diagonal, people, even by four, get a little nervous, and therefore Rashi holds that it would not be a union, and each one would have to make its own a Ruvi Chatzeres. Continues the next Mishnah. And we already mentioned this part of the Mishnah in the Gemara before. Mat bein a haystack, shebein shtei chatzeres, which is between 2 yards, gavoya asur tvachim, it's high 10 tvachim. Marvin shayim, ve marvin echad. So that separates the two, and you cannot be ma'arv. One, you have to make two a Ruvin. Elu machilu mikan ve elu machilu mikan. Each chatzer can take its animals and allow its animals to eat from both, from one side of this haystack mechitza and one from the other. And Rashi explains, we're not afraid that maybe the animals will eat away until there's less than a mechitza that's big enough, and then it'll come out that each one is ushering on the other. We're not afraid of that. We're not afraid that the mechitza will fall down. Why aren't we afraid, Rashi says? Because when would it constitute a breach in the mechitza? Only if it was the whole line between the two yards, or at least more than 10 amos, as we spoke before. An animal is normally not going to eat so much over Shabbos. So memela, it's going to be less than 10 amos. What is less than 10 amos? A door. If it's a door, then you can be ma'arv shnayim, or you can be ma'arv echad. So we have no problem, and that's why we're not worried about it. What happens if Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, Nismayat HaTevim Asor Tvachim, that the Tevin got less than 10 Tvachim? So then the halacha is Marvin Echad Vein Marvin Shtayim. So Rashi says this din is in the weekday. And as if it happened in the weekday, right before Shabbos, so then you took away the Mechitza, and then it's all considered one, the two Chatzers are one, then you have to make one Erev together and not two Eruvin. It would seem that if it would happen on Shabbos itself, then one field would usher on the other one, because they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeres together. Each one made a separate Eruv. But the halacha is that in fact, it's Gepaska and Shulchan Aruch, that they would be allowed to carry where they carried at the beginning of Shabbos, if this happened on Shabbos, because we have the rule of Hoyl V'Hutra Hutra. Once Shabbos started and they were each allowed to carry in their own Chatzer, because there was a bona fide mechitza, even if the mechitza fell down or the animals ate away at the mechitza, they are still allowed to carry each in their own yard. says the Gemara, Amr Rafuna Ubulvad, when do I say that they are allowed to eat from each side of the haystack? Ubulvad only shlo yitin l'toich kupas v'yachal. As long as he doesn't take from the haystack and put it into his box and feed it to his animals. And Rashi gives two reasons. The first reason is because if the animals do it, as we said before, we're not afraid that they're going to break the mechitza on Shabbos. They're not going to eat more than 10 amis of the haystack. However, if the person himself is doing it and he's feeding his animals, then we are afraid. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi is since it was set aside as a mechitza, that itself makes it muktzah. Makes it muktzah. He's not allowed to take it with his hands and give it to his animals on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "Vila ukmi shari? Is it mutter for the animal to stand? He's not allowed to put it in his box and feed it to his animal, but he's allowed to bring his animal up to the haystack and let them eat there. Is it mutter? We learned beferish not like that. A person is allowed to put his animal, place his animal on grass that is connected to the ground on Shabbos, because I'm not afraid that he's going to try to help his animal and rip it out on Shabbos, because that's an issur deraisa. He wouldn't do that. But if there is grain that was set aside for building purposes and it is muktzah, then we do not allow him to put his animal there on Shabbos, because since it's only an issur derabbanan, we're afraid he doesn't have such fear from an issur derabbanan, and he will in fact take from those materials, grain, and give it to his animal. So what are we discussing over here? According to each pshat that we had before from Rashi, either it's muktzah, that was the first pshat we said, or the second pshat was we're afraid that the person will be mamayit the mechitza on Shabbos, and then it will become osur, but that's only a fear mid rabbanan. So we're only dealing with the rabbanans. If we're dealing with the rabbanans, why does Rav Huna say it's osur just to put it in the box? We should be afraid that he shouldn't even be able to bring his animal to that area, because maybe he will go against the issur derabbanan and feed it to his animal. And for the Gemara, you're right. And what's the case here? The Karm La Ba'apa, he's standing right in front of the animal. He doesn't actually bring the animal over to, let's go with the pshat of muktzah, to the haystack that's muktzah. But Va'azlav Achla, he blocks her way, and Mimela, she goes over to the haystack. That already, Rashi says, the Rabbanan didn't go so far to say that that should be osur as well. Continues the Gemara, v'lo yitin l'tach kupas teven, you shouldn't put in your box teven for the reasons that we said before from Rashi. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Ba yishubein shtei chatzeres, a house that's between two fields, umilu teven, and you filled it up with teven. So Rashi has a hope shot here that the house that's between the two chatzeres, the base hateven, and he goes with the word, he's medayik, the word milu, the whole house was full. So Rashi makes the whole case here in the Gemara that there were two other houses that had entranceway into this base teven. Rashi is a more difficult pshat, and therefore we'll go with the pshat of the Ritva and the Meiri. They say that even though the word is milu, it doesn't mean they actually filled up the whole house. It means they made a mechitza in the house. There was two chatzeres. They had a common house in between the two chatzeres. In the middle of that house, they placed a mechitza of straw. So the din is ma'arvin shnayim ma'arvin echad. So the straw serves as a buffer, as a mechitza, and therefore each yard has to make its own eruv. Nasim l'tach kupasai noisein ma'arvin shnayim ma'arvin echad. Zen noisim l'tach kupasai v'yachal. This guy on the one chotzer, he can take from that haystack and put it into his box and feed it to his animals. V'zen noisim l'tach kupasai v'yachal. And this, the other one on the other side, can do the same thing for his animal. Nismayed hatevim miyutvachim. What happens is by doing this, by the animals eating, then the mechitz of tevin became less than yutvachim. Now you don't have a good mechitza between the two chatzeros. Shneim asurim. So each one asurs on the other. Keitzer u'aisa. If you want at least one person to have use of the space to have it, what do? Noyel es beisa. Number one, he closes his house, and as he stops his entrance into the base tevin. And secondly, and the Gemara is going to ask why you need two things, we'll see on Amid Beis, umevatlez reshusoi. And he's also mevatlez reshus. And therefore, who usher? So now he no longer has access to the base tevin. V'chaveh remutter. Now his friend can use the the base tavern. The chena toimer beguv shall tavern. So too with a pit of straw. Shebein based tchumim Shabbos, which are between two tchumim of Shabbos. One person's tchum of 2,000 ends in a pit of straw. And he has, let's say, half of the width of the pit of straw he has access to. And the other person has access to the other half. And we're not afraid that one will take from the half that is not his, which is already outside of his tchum. Ketanimius, what do we learn anyway in this brisa? Zen nois notakim pasuv yachel. Zen nois notakim pasuv yachel. It says beferish, you're allowed to put it in your box. Why did you say before that as long as you don't take it with your hands and touch the muktzah and put it in the box? But here you have the same similar case, and it says you're allowed to put it into the box. So the Gemara says, Amri, no, there's a big difference, because one is talking about a house, and one is talking about a between two fields where there is no base tavern. Bai is a house, kiven de ikatikra, since there's a roof, ki mifchas, as it goes down, min kerulei milsa. It's recognizable that it's going down. So we're not afraid that there will not be a mechitza on Shabbos. Hachalai min kerulei milsa, but here, out in the open, if I have a gauge, I have a reference point, I see the roof over there, and suddenly I notice that the animals are eating the tfu and it's going down, 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 suddenly there won't be any mechitza, so I'll make sure that the mechitza stays. There they weren't afraid. And therefore I'm allowed to take from the separation. However, over here, there's loy min kerulei milsa, and then we have a chashash that maybe, in fact, the mechitza will go down, and he may come to carry from one area to the other, and therefore, it is prohibited. Now, the Meforshim asked the question over here, why don't we say the rule of hutra? Since it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it should continue to be mutter. Why is there this whole problem? And even if the mechitza does go down, what is the problem? So there's a number of terutzim in the Rishonim. One terutz is that the chashash is for next Shabbos. He may leave it, not for this Shabbos, he may leave it in this mechitza, which was ruined, for next Shabbos. Next Shabbos would be a problem. Another terutz, the Ravid says, is that when do we say halva hutra hutra, that's only b'dievet. But l'chatchila, to let the person do it, that we don't say. Here we're talking about a lechatchila. And finally, the Goyin Yankiv gives the teretz that when do we say halva hutra hutra, that's only where it happens memela. It happened. But here to tell the person that you're allowed to go and take with your hands and put it, and you are doing it outright, there already we don't say halva hutra hutra. Continues the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to explain the brisa that we just quoted. If it went down on Shabbos less than 10 tefachim, both are asur. Ha asur, sure. But if it would have remained at 10, it's mutter. Even though va'afagav the midliya tikra tuva, even though it's not up to the roof, there could be another 10 feet up to the roof. All you're telling me you need is 10 tefachim. Shema mino, l'chayr will be a riot to a shiloh that we had earlier in the mesachta. Mechitza she'em agiyas l'tikra, shema mechitzas. If you have a mechitza that doesn't reach, and Tosfos says it's speaking about a mechitza arai, like we're speaking about over here, we learned earlier, there's a machlaikis, whether in a mechitza, a temporary mechitza, that is only 10 tefachim high, and it does not reach the ceiling, whether it has a din of a mechitza or not. L'chayr here, what do we see? That if it's 10, then each one makes it separate Erev, because the Erev, the mechitza, remained the mechitza, even though it doesn't reach the roof. So L'chayr you have Befer Shirar from this Mishnah, that from this Braisa, that a mechitza that does not reach the temporary mechitza that doesn't reach the roof, as long as it's a Sar Tvachim, is a bona fide mechitza. I'm Rabbi, no. Hacha b'bayah, it's no raya. Here we're speaking about a case where you have a house which is 13 less one mashu, the tevin asara, and you add the tevin a mechitza of 10. So now you have a lava. So in halachically, it's actually reaching all the way up to the ceiling. So you have no raya to that machloikas earlier in the mesachta. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, he gives a different teretz. Afilu teva be'bais asara. Even if the house is exactly asara, the tevin shivul mashu, and the tevin is 7 and a mashu, the chopach is mishloishik love a dummy, because anything less than 3 is love it. So again, you have 10. You don't even have to have 10. The first man, the army said you have to have 10, but it's love it up to the ceiling. So you halachically have a mechitz up to the ceiling. The second man, the army says I don't even need 10, even if the tevin is only 7, but the roof is less 10 less a mashu, with love it I have 10 right up to the ceiling. Bishlam al abaya, according to abaya, According to the first Teretz, Hayne Diktoni Me'asora. As long as you don't have less than a Sora, that's what you have. You have a Sora. You have a problem that has to reach the roof. It reaches the roof because the roof is 13 minus the Mashru. So it's less than 11. Very good. Works out perfect. Ela Rafa Nakorta Rafa Nabreda Rav Shua. My Me'asora. What do you mean less than a Sora? You tell me it's 7. And for the Gemara, Mitairus Asora. It means halachically, through love, you have Allah of Asora. No, but Abai, it has 10. The Tevin Asara. That's all you need. No, he's asking, it shouldn't be less than 10. He's saying it shouldn't be, it says Beferish in the Brisa, 10. So he's saying, you're saying another point, that okay, good, but
which way is Chasser something?
No, okay, that's Chasser according to both Terutzim. That's Chasser according to the other Teretz also. The Lovet is not written according to both Terutzim. But here at least it says 10. So I have a good... Here I have two problems. It doesn't say the ceiling, up to the ceiling. It doesn't say is 10. It says 7. So the more answers to me, Metairus Asur, the Lomda Shetet. Shneim Asurin. In this case, the Halacha is that both are Asur if you don't have a 10. Shema Minah, the Yurin, Abon B'Shabbos, Asurin. The Gemara is actually asking, why don't we say Hoel V'Hutra Hutra? What does that mean? Why has it become us for me to carry now? Because I got new neighbors. How did the new neighbors happen? Because the mechitza went down on Shabbos through the animals eating. So now these new neighbors of mine are ushering on Shabbos. Why don't I say hol v'ishtri ishtri? The answer is dilmi ma'at me'asma ayin chlami. It's all what it means. Usher is if it happened right before Shabbos, so then they will usher on Shabbos ayin chlami. It would remain mutter. So if he wants to use it. If one of the two, in that case of the house in between the two fields, if one of them wants to use it, you have to do two things. I have to close my house. I have to make sure I don't have access to the base of heaven. And I have to move out the rishos. What do you need two things? Let him just be move out the rishos. And for the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant to say. Oy noyal espesoy, oy mevat l'shusoy. Either or. V'boy sema, second teretz, lo'olam tarti. You really do need two things here. Why? Even the dash base, since the person is used to what? Is used to always using the base of heaven. He'll forget and he'll go in. So to make a shmirah that he shouldn't go in, we tell him to do two things, mevatel and close the door. Who also chaveri mutter? Freidig more pshita. If you were mevatel, of course, your friend's mutter, you're usher. Leitzricha, the hadr edich ubatel el chaveri. The Mishnah is telling you, what happens if they say, you know what? You use the base of heaven until mincha, and for mincha, then you'll be mevatel back to me, and then I'll use the base of heaven. You're mutter and I'm usher means I'm usher for the remainder of Shabbos and we can't do flip flop back and forth. The same with the pit of tevin between tchumim and pshita. Why is this case different than the case of aruvi chatzeres? Why should aruvi tchumim be any different? Like if we're not worried they're going to take from out from one to the other, why should this case be different? Like tzrichel rabbi kivitz going according to rabbi kivitz. The amar tchumim da raisa. He holds tchumim da raisa. The same, I would have thought. Maybe by a tchum and deraisa, we should be worried that one will take from outside of his 2,000 amos. Kamashman, no, that's the chiddush that we're not worried. Says the Mishnah. How do we make a shtufim a voice? Meniach es achavis. You put down the barrel of wine, voimer, and you say, Harezu l'chol b'nei mavoi. This is mzoichet for all the people in my mavui. Umezakalen. Who has to do it through a third party? Who's the third party? Yedei Benoi, through his son, or Bitoi Hagdoilim, the ones who are past bar or bas mitzvah, Yedei Avdei Shechasa Ivrim, or through his servant, his maidservant that are Jewish, Yedei Ishtoi, or his wife, so that third party can be mezaket for the whole neighborhood. Avaleina mezaka loyal de Benoi Bitoi Ktanim, not his young children under bar or bas mitzvah, but loyal de Avdei Shechasa Ktanim, and not through his Knani Avodim, Mipnei She Yodim Kiyodim, because their hand is like his hand, and a hand has to be through a third party. Amar Rav Yehuda, Chavish al Shtuf Mavoi, Sorach Lagbim in a Karka Tefach. You have to lift it up from the Karka one Tefach. Rashi brings a Toisefta that if this belongs to the people of the Mavui, you don't have to be Zoichet for them. But if it's his own thing, then the Shliach lifts up from the Karka one Tefach, and he says, Zachisi Lohem, I was Zoichet this to them. Amar Rava, Hani Tartimili, Sabi the Pumbedisa Amrinu. These two things were said by the elders of Pumbedisa, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. Who does it refer to? Rabbi Yehuda and his yeshiva. What are the two things? Chad Dahad, this din that you have to lift to the Tefach. Idech, the second din. Hamakadesh, someone who makes Kiddush. In Ta'a Moli Lugmav, if he drank, Taisa says that it's Lav Dafka, two cheekfuls, but actually you push it to the side, one cheekful. Your Yaitz of Kiddush. How much is that? That's between 1.5 and 2.6 fluid ounces. V'im Lav, you didn't drink a Moli Lugmav, Lo Yatz, you're not Yaitz of Kiddush. Amar Rav Chaviva, we're just going to finish one more din of Sabi de Pumpadisa. They said a third din. The Amar of Yudah Mishmul, Oisim Adur L'chai B'Shabbos, a woman who gave birth, and this Pekuach Nefesh right after birth that she could Chas Shom die from cold, you're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos. Savor Mina, they thought that when is this Heter, L'chaya, only a woman who gave birth, in L'chai L'loy, a regular Chol Anat, and also B'Moysa Shom in, only in the winter, but B'Moysa Chamaloy, you don't have to make a fire for her in the summer. And these two ideas are wrong. Itmar, because we learned Amr b'chibar Abba Amr Shmuel, hik is dam v'nitzdan, and a person let blood and he felt cold. So oisin loy madur b'shabbos, you can even make for this person. He's called a chola. So not only a chaya, even a chola, and not only in the winter time, but a filo b'tkuvas tamas, even in the summertime, you can make this madura. Where's the...